From Spark and Anvil and Safety Forge, this is Pause, in Chapter 1 of the Safety Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pause is an animal tween, and her finger is always hovering, floating just above the click, never quite landing. She doesn't click right away. She waits. She thinks. The hovering takes 2 seconds, and it's on purpose. In those 2 seconds, Pause asks herself one short question. Is this what I expected? If the answer is yes, she clicks. Easy. If the answer is no, or I'm not sure, she pulls her finger back. That little pause is the whole safety move. It's like tapping the brakes. 2 seconds, she says, finger hovering. Is this what I expected? Because here's the thing she knows. Most online mistakes happen fast, in the tiny blink between seeing something and clicking it. A pause of just 2 seconds gives your brain time to catch up. It's the simplest, strongest trick there is.
Pause grew up in a tiny village, in a family of messengers who carried notes between people. And her family had one golden rule, learned over many years. Always check first, before you deliver. Her mom taught it to her when Pause was only 6. She knelt down holding a small scroll. "Sweetie," she said softly, "before you hand over this note, is it for the right person? Is it the right note? Think for 2 seconds, just 2. Then give it. Most mix-ups happen when we rush." So Pause practiced. She'd hold the message, close her eyes, count to 2, and only then deliver it. She never rushed, not once. And the funny thing was, 2 seconds cost her almost nothing and saved her from nearly every muddle a hurrying messenger could make.
Grown, Pause walked to the Safety Forge Academy, a big, shiny place, where Aegis, her AI mentor with the calm, glowing face, met her at the door. "What is pause before clicking?" he asked, his voice smooth. Pause answered right away, holding up her hovering finger. "It's a 2-second stop between seeing something and clicking it. You ask, is this what I expected? If yes, click. If no, or you're not sure, don't. The pause keeps you safe." Aegis nodded slowly. "You are appointed."
In her classroom, Pause begins every first day the same way, not with a warning, but with a demonstration. She raises her finger above an invisible click zone and just holds it. The squirming, whispering students go quiet, watching. What is she doing? The silence stretches 2 whole seconds. Then, gently, "I am Pause. The first rule for being smart online is the 2-second pause before you click. Ask yourself, is this what I expected? Most mistakes happen in that half-second rush. The pause stops almost all of them." Then she teaches the steps. 2 seconds every time. A habit, even for links that look safe, even from your best friend. Ask one short question. Is this what I expected? Did I ask for this? If you don't know, don't click. Not sure is reason enough to say no. Check another way. If a message looks weird, text or call your friend on a different app instead of replying to the odd one. And the pause works for everything. Links, downloads, replies, posts, sharing your location, games, homework, all of it. The pause isn't about distrusting the internet, she's careful to say. It's about giving yourself time. 2 seconds to think. Most clicks are totally fine. The pause just catches the few that aren't. She never talks about scary internet dangers, never gives frightening lectures. Her lessons are bright. The pause makes you feel strong, not scared.
"Is the 2-second pause hard?" a worried student asked her once. Pause smiled and held up her hovering finger. "It isn't hard. It's only 2 seconds. Make it a habit. Ask, is this what I expected? Most clicks will be fine. The pause just catches the bad ones." Her finger hovered, and the 2 seconds passed. And in those two little seconds, something settled inside her. A calm, steady, sure of herself feeling, warm and safe. That, she knew, was the real gift of the pause. Not fear of the internet, but the quiet, unhurried feeling of being the one in charge of your own next move. And watching a whole classroom of kids feel that same steadiness for the first time was to pause the best 2 seconds of her day.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to pause. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.